This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Kids aren't growing up, but you already knew that. But we now have more evidence for why this is a significant problem. Now, in the past, I've quoted from the book The Coddling of the American Mind by the co-author Jonathan Haidt, who I interviewed on our radio program. He argues that young people are fragile and have been protected by a culture that promotes safety at all cost. In a new book, Abigail Schreier takes a different look at the problem by focusing on how psychology has become an all-consuming ideology. She argues in her book, In Bad Therapy, Why Kids Aren't Growing Up, that much of what has been said and written about psychological and emotional trauma is wrong. She goes on to argue that they would be better off if they had no therapy at all. Now, you might remember her previous book, Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters. In my interview with her and in her book, she documents the push to medically transition girls who may merely have gender dysphoria. Her new book picks up with that concern by examining our therapy-obsessed culture. Both Jonathan Haidt and Abigail Schreier reveal that the younger generations are sadder and more emotionally distraught than previous generations. She goes on to argue that our anti-adversity worldview is to blame. Therapy has become an ideology. By talking about trauma and then treating it, we have robbed an entire generation of character qualities like grit, perseverance, and resilience. Instead, the writer of Hebrews reminds us to run with endurance the race that is set before us. James said that we are blessed if we remain steadfast under trial. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on the biblical view on wokeness, go to viewpoints.info/wokeness. That's viewpoints.info/wokeness.